Harry Harrison, Ole Miss Radio. Last year, a little bit of a down year for you. You're back, gained your weight back. Talk about your progress from then.
Really just been working. Coach Jack have been making sure I'm doing what I'm supposed to in the weight room, running as hard as I've ever ran before, lifting the way I'm supposed to be, eating the way I'm supposed to be. I just feel great right now.
Let's go right side here, third row.
Hey, Breland, we hear about the one game, one week at a time from pretty much everybody that comes through here. With this being such a unique year for you guys, would it be perhaps easier to do that just because there's no real point in looking at standings or polls or bowl projections this year? Would it be easier to just focus on that one single opponent potentially because of, you know, the finality of your season's going to end in November?
Yes, sir. Yeah, like you said, that's our mantra. Want to know each week. I feel like that's going to make allow us to be able to focus in this year on every opponent. Going to give guys time to actually just not worry about any other extra stuff going on, just to focus in on that opponent of that week.
Let's go here to the left side, front row.
Ben Baby with the Dallas Morning News. What did you see out of Shea as a freshman, and what are some things he had to kind of learn over time to be able to be a leader on the offensive side of the ball?
Shea is a great player. I saw that early on. He'd be a great leader. I saw that early on also. He just needs to sit back, cool down, and just let it flow. I feel like he's been doing great this offseason. I've been watching him throw the receivers all summer, watching 707. He looks great. Really excited for him. I feel like he's going to have to learn to sit back in that pocket for a little bit longer before he takes off running. And I feel like overall he's going to be all right for us this year.
Let's go left side here against the wall.
Got a new position coach, Freddie Roach, came in from Alabama, and you got a good group along the defensive line with you. Marquise Haynes, obviously a star that decided to come back. Talk about them, and especially Coach Roach, if you will.
I love being with Coach Roach. Coach Roach has brought us a new technique over from Alabama. I've fallen in love with it. It's simple. It's simple. It allows you to play football how you want to play football. Me and the guys love it. Like you said, Marquise, Benito, all these guys love what he's doing. He's a player's coach, and I love the transition that he's brought over there to us.
Let's go right side here in the front row.
Parrish Hall for Daily Journal Tupelo. Breland, the NCAA investigation, now a lawsuit. Is that something that you players talk about very much among yourselves?
We don't talk about the negatives too much. Guys just want to make sure we're staying forward, make sure we're progressing forward, not really worried about the negatives. Want to go in this season on a high note, you know.
Follow-up question here.
Last year was not a good year for you guys defensively. How important is it to have success in the first game against South Alabama to build confidence?
We want to have success every game, but like you said, South Alabama being that first game, we want to make sure we set the bar high right there. I want to make sure we know what we're doing defensively. Want to make sure everybody is communicating. Want to make sure it's a well-oiled machine.
I have time for a few more questions. Let's go front row here, right side.
Michael Bradman from Saturday Night South. I don't know how much you guys hear about the preseason hype with Ole Miss, but it's typically, you know, the offense could be great, but the defense, you know, they can't get them too far. How much does that motivate the defensive unit to? You still got plenty of good players on that side.
It motivates us a lot. Guys just want to get out there and show that we can play football. That's everybody's MO. Everybody want to make sure that we're doing what we're supposed to do to make sure everybody's on the right page. Guys are getting extra work. Guys are in the film room. Guys are just working hard to make sure that we can be the best we can be this year.